doing a test run here with Kermit Unemployed Gonzalez.
I'm here. I have a headache from overthinking about my
future
career.
Your future?
How's that?
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
It's not going to be fine. It's not.
It's going to be fine.
I'm going to end up becoming everything I made fun of. All my work. No. All my work and hustle down the toilet over a hot shoe.
Listen, the giant, the unintelligible orange said that he's just going to relax and let everybody get sick.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll be back up and running soon, buddy. Well, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear some hope, and I'm glad I called you for that hope. All right. Let me hear this audio, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right.
PFT Media.
Hey, everybody. It's the Lima Criteria. Pedro Lima.
Brianna.
And joining us via the quarantine studios.
Hey.
It's Kermit Gonzalez, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing, Kermit?
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I am stressed out.
I know. I recorded our conversation, and that's going to be like a little preview trailer for this podcast.
I thought I would be ready for a zombie apocalypse.
It's not the zombie. Okay, stop.
Hold up.
It's not
incorrect.
It's not a zombie apocalypse.
It's pretty close.
No, it is not. Zombies don't go. Sorry, Brady, I'm really sorry. Brady, and like walk look, away from you. Listen, self-containment. Stop. That's not how it works. The zombie apocalypse listen. Works as such. Something has to mutate in the brain and then go like, I need to go feast on someone, and they'll do it in a public area. But that.
In because... public, as opposed as the zombie goes to a private area to eat somebody's brains,
yeah.
They yeah. do. They, it has great. To be in a public.
That way they could spread
it. I would like to think that you would be a great asset to my team because I feel like you have no emotions, so you will quickly attack ones that are infected. But I don't like this conversation right now, and I might have to need in you. So chill out.
Am I on the team?
I don't like. What's that?
Am I on the team?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely the enforcer.
Yeah.
It's funny that he thinks he's tall enough to be Negan.
You would be more of like, if I capture somebody and I need the information, they're like, you're going to tell me? And you'd be like, I'm not going to tell you shit. I'm like, oh, see, you know, my buddy doesn't have the patience like me. So
hold up. I'm the bear Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No,
shalom, buddy.
I'm the bear Jew.
Yeah, because I would be the guy that tried to negotiate like nicely. Like, look, I really don't want. I hate being mean. I hate being that guy.
You're good cop. I'm bad cop.
But my buddy here, he doesn't like being lied to. he has an anger problem.
Oh, I like how you want to just layer it just for him. Listen, my buddy here, he doesn't.
He's got issues, man.
So,
yeah. But yeah, besides that though, but you know, whatever. I mean, we're in it. We're all in it, and it sucks. And I'm just not used. I wasn't prepared for it today.
I don't think anybody's been prepared for this, dude. This is something nobody's ever seen.
Like, you know, in the 1820s.
In any other generation, any generation right now that's alive, I don't think they've seen anything like this, unless you're 100 years old, 102 years old, to be exact. You weren't around for the Spanish flu. Okay.
Yeah. But you know what, though? But I did.
I don't even think Hitler was even born.
No.
In 1908, right? No. When's the Spanish flu?
What era was Red Dead Redemption? Because that's my knowledge. And I know 1800s. There you go.
1800. So,
that was the rise of tuberculosis. The Spanish flu was from 1918 to 1920.
Yeah.
Someone's got an education.
And somebody has their phone in front of them.
Oh, how dare you.
You really think I know, like, the Spanish flu dates, like, right out of my mind?
Yeah.
How many people were infected by the Spanish flu, huh?
We saw this, that more people died of the Spanish flu than World War I and World War II combined.
Yeah.
Think about that. We dropped the nuclear bomb in Japan.
Hey, all this death talk is getting your daughter Morticia over there a little bit too excited.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Hitler was born in, like, April 24th, 1889.
So Hitler
was around during the Spanish flu.
Yeah, he was like 12.
Yeah.
Young Hitler.
Zick Hoff.
Hitler and his bike.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Kermit, the dojo is closed. You can't DJ. Yeah. You can't teach self-defense. The 3 D's. You can't do the 3 D's. Dojo, DJ, defense.
Yeah, I can't do anything, man.
They
literally cut my legs off.
So are you going to try and get a job at Publix?
I'm thinking about Domino's.
Domino's? Uber Eats?
Uber Eats is going to...
Uber Eats.
Shmoney maker.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm going to give it till... I don't know. I can't even give you a date.
Nobody can give a date, Kermit. No. Nobody can give a date. But I think we will pull together. We will get through this together. There has to be some glimmer of hope. That's the one thing that I need. I need a glimmer of hope, a sliver of hope.
And you need that light down the dark tunnel?
I need something. I need a little light. And I think yesterday Brianna gave it to me. A little bright light. When we were watching TV and Brianna goes, "Hey, remember walking outside?" she said, "Hey, remember walking outside?" Like, that's going to be the conversation that she'll have with when she's like our age. "Hey, remember school?"
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean,
someone sent me a picture.
It's borderline Matrix almost. Like, we're just going to be trapped. We're scared to go outside because the virus spiders might catch us.
Yo, imagine if dogs, if they say, you know, the carriers are dogs. And now people are just going to start killing dogs.
Oh, my God. Don't let that say that. I'm a dog lover.
Right? Oh, cats? If it's cats, you don't give a shit.
Yeah, no. You can throw them. They got like 8 lives left.
Yeah, cats don't give a shit. They'll be happy to pass that disease to people.
Yeah. But. That sound, you ever seen a cat spit a hairball?
That's the corona. Yeah, it's a solid form of corona.
It's just...
To the cats of Puerto Rico, I would happily assassinate.
Oh, yeah, Brianna.
And everyone.
Brianna had a unique experience the when we vacationed in Puerto Rico. She sleep and she goes...
Did you get beat up by a feline?
No, even worse.
I was trying to sleep. And, like, I keep getting waken up to, like, the sound of just, like, and I'm just like, okay, it'll pass. Because then it goes quiet for a little bit, and I'm like, great. So I go back to sleep, and I, like, could not sleep because 4 cats come out, and they're just like, so, like.
There's a cat gangbang happening. Yeah.
I was going to say, what is going on out there? You're filming?
Literally, I could not sleep, and I was so angry. I was so angry.
Cat Pornhub was in full tilt that day.
So your anger comes from cats and passion?
Cat and passion. Lack of sleep. Passionate cat and passion.
Passionate cat making just makes my blood boil.
Cat, yeah. Like, how is that even sexy? Like that. Like, how's that even sexy for the cat?
Have you ever heard of turtles, Nate?
Yes. But yeah,
they make, like, sound?
Yeah. It's like,
I just think it's like two Kermit, slow shells
describe,
tapping.
Can you,
like,
describe the sound? Because Brianna did cat. I did a cat. You do the turtle.
I'm not going to lie. This is about to be very uncomfortable because your daughter.
Okay.
But,
yeah, we're talking about like nature. Old. We're talking yeah. about nature.
It sounds like an old man getting up and down from his couch. He's like,
Brianna started dueling old people getting up from the chair or dueling turtle fucking. It's one of those two. Oh my god. Oh man. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I've been kind of stressed out, and it's hard for me to admit it, but I started feeling like I'm falling into that depression pendulum, and I can tell when that happens. And it's because of I start thinking too ahead, and I gotta
That's what I'm doing,
and that's when I gotta chill. Because it's just, but it's good that at least we get to talk about it, even though we're making fun and stuff like that. But at least getting it out, mm-hmm. just to see, like Brianna, you have no worries, right? To you, it's just as long as the Wi-Fi is working.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm set.
You're fucking playing Switch with your teacher.
Listen, tomorrow,
I'm
gifting her medicine, lilies. Axes, whatever she needs, I got her handled.
She's playing the Nintendo Switch Animal Crossings.
Well, you gotta say okay. like an advertisement.
Hey, wait.
The Nintendo Switches Animal Crossing out now. It's like, well, Crossing. People will know.
Maybe people will. Maybe Nintendo.
The people that don't know are sick with Corona.
Wait, time out. You said something. She's playing Animal Crossing with her teacher, you said?
Yeah, she's cool.
She got her teacher.
Wait,
yeah.
whoa, what?
I've never listen, dude, when I found this out, I'm like, wait, what? I don't ever remember talking or trying to interact. Like if I see my teacher, if I was in a bowling alley and I would see him there, I would avoid doing eye contact.
Yeah, I'll look at him like, what are you doing outside
school, yeah.
school ground?
Why are you smoking a cigarette, Mr. Powers?
Like, what are you doing here?
Are you drinking?
Why are you online?
We motivated one of our substitutes to stop smoking cigarellos by having a counter.
Cigarellos?
And we just, yeah. He was like, I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigarellos. And I'm like, okay. Well.
Brianna.
Yes.
So you are playing, you got your teacher.
I got my teacher into Animal Crossing.
And is your teacher a guy or a girl?
Girl.
I guess so.
It's 2020. It's 2020. Anyway, listen.
Yes.
Brianna, like it's a weird conversation to have because Brianna's texting. She's texting Brianna for like advice or something like that.
She'll be like, I don't know how to get the axe. What do I do? Where do I donate the fossils and fish? And I'm just like, you gotta think about it.
Teachers are like 24, 25 years old.
Yeah, my teacher's a millennial. She's young.
They're not
She got kids.
Dude, remember when we were kids, the young teacher was probably young but we didn't realize how young they were. Because to us, it's a teacher. A teacher to us, you're old.
I mean, granted, for me, all my teachers are pretty like hacks. Like there was no pep in their step, man. They're all old.
They were old teacher.
I only have three young teachers.
I never had a young teacher. The PE teacher was probably the youngest.
I had an old teacher that called the black kids the coloreds. I swear.
I bet she wanted to read to Kill a Mockingbird so bad.
It wasn't a she.
A he?
It was a he.
Oh, he I'm pretty loved sure he's to dead. Kill a Mockingbird.
I want to say his name, but I feel like if I say the wrong name, I might be sued for libel.
He called people of color the coloreds.
But he's.
What are you going to do?
He's from the South, and this was back in the day, 90. It's a different time, Brianna. 93. 90 to 93 is a different
time. It
still
wasn't okay to call like people of color. Colors.
The colors.
The colors.
It wasn't like a big deal back then. Like people were like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you just call the teacher, oh, he's a racist fuck.
Yeah.
And then you just take his class.
I mean, we still do that.
Yeah. Now you guys just cancel any teacher. Yeah,
we get them fired fast.
Oh, you guys go for the throat.
Yeah, they're like, oh no, he blinked twice when Shoshana had her side boob out. He's a pedophile. Shun him.
Shame.
they got the bell from Game of Thrones.
Shame.
I like how you said the Shauna is a seventh grader with her boob out. So that's weird.
What? You don't remember seventh graders having boobs?
No one said, hold up. No one said anything about seventh grade. Where's your mind, Kermit? Hi. My name is Chris Hansen. Like, nice to meet you. What were you doing in the seventh grader's house?
What grade are you in?
I am in 10th.
Oh. Well,
I am small, and I will not be besmirched by your ideals of me being a seventh grader.
Or eighth. I would give you the more. Maybe just like a freshman. Like ninth grade, I would thought.
Kermit, I'm going to roll up to your house with the coronavirus in hand. I'll beat you to death.
If you had the coronavirus, your dad would just kick you out of the house. I already know that for a fact.
We have a pact in this house. If you got it, we all got it.
Yeah.
That's the pact on this house.
One of us coughs, we all cough.
We all got it.
If one got it, we all got it.
Well, clearly, because you guys are all like in the same.
No, dude, it's okay.
Kermit never took basic science. Kermit never took basic science. That's why he thinks he's gonna die zombie style.
Yeah, it's yo, that's better than any music drop I can imagine.
Yeah,
that
was pretty good.
I'm hearing, like, again, I'm trying to not fall into the depression hole, but everything that I read is like some sad shit.
So you gotta filter it out.
Like I read there's a couple that the wife has the virus. She got the fever, but she has to be isolated. And he cannot go there. His kids can't go near her for like 14 days. And it sucks, dude. Picture small kids, dude. People with small children. If a kid gets a fever or something like that.
Yeah.
So
you're saying that you do have to hit him in the brain to stop the fever.
Got it.
I mean, based off my Walking Dead knowledge, I'm pretty up to date.
Yeah. Lisa goes, this reminds me of, like, we've seen apocalypse movies, right? But when we watch an apocalypse movie, it already happened. This is like the first few weeks of, this is, if you're going to use Walking Dead, Living with the Walking Dead, or that spinoff series?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I would say, I think this is more like, 28 Days? Remember 28 Days?
No, but 28 Days, yeah, the guy falls in a coma and then wakes up and everybody's gone.
Yeah, that's how I feel like what's going to happen. I'm going to go to sleep because I'm laid off. I'm not going to get out of my house. And then I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go out. And then,
That's how you're going to hear wind.
Yeah.
Dogs are going to take over the street, because what happens when a dog doesn't get fed? It's going to eat. It's going to be hungry. It's going to attack.
Well, my little guy, he'll be all right.
You're going to end up eating him.
I would never.
Leg first.
I would never. You never been hungry yet.
Nah, man, I got food enough. I got enough food for now.
Brianna, I got it. Hold on, Kermit.
I know. It was too close. I know.
If you're going to do a spit take, not on top of the...
I was doing a spit take.
Okay.
I was just drinking, man. You're not allowed to drink?
No, but not near the...
I know, I didn't mean to get close.
The mixer. She's right above the mixer, drinking water. Like she wants to set the house on fire. Like, we're not going through enough shit here.
I almost blew up the microwave.
But Your girl works in the hospital. How's she handling this?
I'm kind of just staying out of her way. She seems very on edge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't imagine what's going on in that hospital and all the new rules and everything flying around.
Okay. Are you doing, now that you are unemployed, Kermit, are you doing things around the house just to not feel like a burden?
Well, I don't know. I mean, today's my first day, so we'll see how tomorrow treats me.
Do you know how to make French toasts?
I'm giving back to the community. I did the attention thing and DJed for free live.
Oh, mom was talking about that.
Oh, you went on Facebook?
I was like, hey,
what did you call it? Did you call it the attention box?
I call it the attention box, pressing play.
Okay.
And I did that. It was actually fun, but then I was like,
I like how you pretend that you're mixing. Like you're doing all these,
yeah, all these, like, things. I mean, what you do, you hit play and then you walk away.
First off, no.
Can I do that? If I go to your house and you go, hey, Pedro's gonna be special DJ this evening, it's gonna be Pedro. You do the playlist and all I gotta do is just pretend that I'm DJing, right?
I mean, yeah, you can go that route, or you can go the route of just not caring and then just mix. You can go from Rage Against the Machine to 50 Cent to Bon Jovi. I don't care.
No, but can you pre-record like a badass scratch? Kind of like...
I mean, yeah, there's technology to do it, but I mean, you could do it yourself. It's not that big of a deal.
To scratch? I can't scratch.
Kermit, we're trying to cheat the system.
Yeah, we're trying to get fame quick, dude. Yeah. I'm not trying to do all these extra steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I can make a playlist and you can just sit there and pretend.
All right. Brianna, you got any questions for Kermit? Unemployed Kermit?
There's no questions, man. It's just, I'm here.
He's broken. Can't you hear his voice?
I'm broken right now.
Have you ever considered doing online classes of like?
Yeah. Are you thinking about going back to school?
DJ. You could teach people on online school to do DJ.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea, Brianna.
Stop.
Have you?
Stop.
No, listen.
No, it's an actual thing.
Yo, no, dude.
People pay for like to learn animating, to learn all this other stuff.
Brie, slow down.
Yeah.
Look, where is your father to the left or to the right of you?
Left.
Okay, look at him to the left of you and realize what would happen if I put out an instructional video with my face.
No, no, listen.
No, you don't understand. You can really rack up some money.
He would destroy me. He would destroy
I will be so.
How I teach.
I will be so supportive. I will be so. I will be so supportive.
No, you won't.
I'll make sure he's supportive.
I will be. Kermit. Leonidas Gonzalez.
I'm not going to skip over that.
I would be so supportive.
I don't believe you.
I like this idea. I like this idea of you teaching defense class. Like, you could have people that are corona-free go to your apartment.
Preferably smaller than you, so like toddlers.
Yeah, have toddlers. And just teach, like, put them on arm bars and shit like that. But you treat these toddlers like they're adults. So you neutralize the threat.
I like how the fact that you think someone's just going to allow their toddler to come with me and I can beat the
Listen,
shit out
bro.
Of
who said you have to ask?
Yeah.
Playgrounds exist for a reason.
Now we're kidnapping.
No,
okay, cool.
No, we're not kidnapping. Kermit.
It's temporary taken.
People are looking for babysitters right now.
That's
okay.
True.
So you get you want money? Do you want money?
I'm unemployed. I can't do anything. Oh, you're giving me an opportunity? No, because I'm unemployed. You don't understand because you're make fun of me, and that's why I can't make money. You're self-deflecting.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Bree says you're self-deflecting. Listen,
hey,
dummy.
Hey, Bree, you want to do some self-defense tomorrow? I need a person I can teach how to block a punch with their face.
She got braces. She cannot take
a punch. I can't afford that.
She can't take a punch in the mouth right now.
You ain't my orthodontist. Unless you paying them. Shoot, we'll do it.
Brianna's going to start teaching. Are you doing your TikTok videos anymore? You
no, I still do it. I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, so I got to come up with some ideas.
Yeah.
We need creative.
Isn't TikTok mainly for magic? That's what I feel like it is.
What?
People just do magic tricks.
If the only person you follow is a magician, yes.
I follow a magician and a photographer.
So what you're going to get in your feed or your For You page, because it's made for you, is mostly magician and photography stuff. For me, I follow a bunch of like...
That's all that matters. That's all that matters on TikTok.
I follow a bunch of like cosplaying and like animators so that my For You page is filled with cosplaying and animators.
It's called weird. Okay. I don't want to do that.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought
real
quick.
Talk to Sanchez about that real quick.
Hold that thought real quick. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about TikTok real quick.
Are you reaching the 30-minute mark?
We're almost there. So I want to make sure that we get it.
Are you tired of being beaten by your wife or husband? Are you sick of being mocked by all of your kids, even your own classmates? Well, come on down to Kermit Gonzalez's Quarantine Core Zone. That's right, Core, like Q, War. You'll learn all the self-defense you'll need at the low price of nothing. We're unemployed. What's Corona gonna do? Make you pay? Ha ha ha. Insert laughter. Anyway. Come to Kermit's Co-War Zone, where we can teach you to be a real fighter. We are also not liable for anyone that has corona and tests positive at our dojo, so please do not sue us. We're poor.
That was a great commercial.
Goddamn, sign me up.
Yo. I'm watching. I'm like, where is she going with this?
Quarantine Core. You know I'm photoshopping this. I'm gonna take a photo of myself. I'm stealing your idea. You get full credit.
I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna cut that audio there. I'll send you the clip so you can cut that audio there.
And I'll do a voiceover. It'd be like drunken history where I'll just talk, but Bree's voice.
Oh yeah.
Oh. I ain't got nothing better to do. I got plenty of time to edit.
Here's another idea that you can do for money, Kermit. Because people now are having trouble sleeping, right?
Oh, wait, are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on there. We're recording.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. people are having trouble sleeping, so maybe you can do like an audio thing where you can tell your jokes.
It's kind of bizarre.
And it's like, it's very calming because, you know, it's very silent most of the time when you do the jokes. And people just soothe into sleep.
I like to think that he tells a joke and it's just like, ha ha ha.
Oh no! You're doing
like that's like the space to laugh themselves to sleep.
The part that you say, ha, ha. Yeah, no, exactly. Do that. Half asleep laugh. Yeah. Wow, you've been to a Kermit show.
Listen, you albino gorilla. I have more respect than that. Okay, I'm open for Russell Peters.
You
okay,
do.
Oh, look at you, big boy, opening for Russell Peters. Oh, you must be racked up in so much money, huh? Is that why you're unemployed, Kermit? Because you opened for Russell Peters?
Open for a big boy. He's medium. He's a koi fish. Go for something big, like a shark, a megalodon, Kermit.
Who would that be?
I don't know. Whoever's on the news right now.
What YouTube influencer is the number one draw?
Whoever's on the news, I gotta open for Trump to get your respect.
Oh my god!
If you did, dude. I don't know. I'd be mixed reviews.
I would be interested if Kermit was part of that PR thing for Trump, because you could do memes.
You know what? I think it'd be a better job. I'll do a better job than calling someone. I'll be lying better.
Here's the thing. You can give him good ideas, but if they're not his ideas, he don't want them. Like, you can tell him, yo, dude, that hat is stupid with the white letters. It's like, no, very simple. It's like, but I can do this. And you show him a badass logo and shit like that. And no, I just want that Arial font. And the fucking, as a matter of fact, Comic Sans. I want everything on Comic Sans.
I do not respect Sheriff Cars because every time they have like their little line, like to protect and serve, it's always in Comic Sans. So it just makes their car look like a joke.
I don't think it's Comic Sans.
It is Comic Sans. It is.
To protect and serve?
Yeah, on the little car when they have it like actually written out, it's in Comic Sans.
I'm gonna put that in the box of I don't believe this shit that Brianna's telling me.
I talk about it and you're like, wow. You forget.
So no, but seriously, can you read a book?
Oh, you can do Audible.
You can do Audible. You can read books.
Audible.com.
You want me to read a book? I fall asleep. Books have like chloroform.
I'm sorry, it's not to like, it was like, them making a difference.
Oh, okay.
The first sentence, I'm already sleeping.
Okay. This book is about.
Yeah. No.
You just hear it in the back, like, Kermit.
Okay.
Wake up.
All right. So this Facebook DJing, you're going to have to put Venmo if you want this to be something. Yeah. But that market's about to be so oversaturated.
Oh, it's already saturated. Everyone and their mother's DJing from home now.
Yeah, and then you got the stand-up comedy people are just shooting themselves in the feet, which I love.
Oh yeah, for, like the full-timers, they're screwed.
Yeah, notice that no big name acts is really putting stand up out there. They're like, oh, I'll just record a special and I'll sell that.
Yeah.
All these guys are just putting their videos out there. Like, please remember me. They're like fucking Coco. Remember me when I used to do jokes. Remember me. The silence of no one listening to me. As I do rape and AIDS jokes, remember me. So
the amount of Corona jokes are going to be
off. Oh my god!
I get tired of hearing because it's the same joke. It's like two versions of the same joke.
What are the jokes that you've heard so far?
Literally, in meme format, it's like literally anyone coughing. It's like Corona, like they'll just go like Corona. You go Corona. It's just like,
see, it's hack. You see, that's my. Didn't we talk about this, Kermit?
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty much. Man, you guys remember the time where we can just walk around and sneeze in public? You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh,
no, what's going to happen?
Now it's Corona.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so easy.
What's going to happen is exactly that. Somebody in the audience is going to sneeze.
Tuck, tuck. You see,
and
like,
they're
gonna,
and they're going to go, Corona. Check them for Corona. Stay away from them. We've got Corona. It's something stupid like that. Hold on. I'll be right back. Talk to Brie. All right.
Hey, buddy.
I'll be right back. Very professional.
No, I'm right here. I just had to get my drink.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
So, wait, what were we talking about? TikTok? I forget what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you for bringing that back. I totally forgot.
Let's get out of the whole, like, you're
we're trying to help you, Carmen. No, yeah, we're trying to help you, buddy. We care about you. Dude, you are part. You are part of the Lima criteria.
Yeah.
I get it.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Keep in mind. I got stocks.
Oh, you got stocks?
Oh. Do you know what happened in your stock, buddy?
Oh, tell them the stock market, Brianna, report.
It's crashing just like 1920s.
I'm not taking any financial advice from my...
Literally, look up whatever you're investing. Watch it be like on Google, like the little red down.
You know
arrow.
What it is, Brianna? Because you're not giving them the stock report in your 1920 voice. That's what it is.
What are you invested in right now? I need the name.
Give them a stock. Give them a stock.
Tragedy brings money. So when all this is good and gone, I will.
We're looking at the stock.
She's wearing like a tiger, not tiger, but like a leopard.
Of course,
bra.
Of course.
But behind her is a real good photo. It's a big dude eating Chinese food in bed.
shut the front door. Yo.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, you couldn't find it? Oh. Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Just go to the internet, sir.
Sugar
Mama.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put the phone down.
You want to be paid for being my boo? Sugarmama.com is for you. We are not sponsored, but.
Sugar Mama. Sugar, what is it called? Sugarmama.date?
Sugar Elite.
It literally says website. You got to type in website.com.
Website.com.
I got to put Sugar Mama, SugarMama, Mama website?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're down dot com. On our luck and we don't want to read a book. So we go to our does and our dears and our fellas. Get you a sugar
what
mama.
What's going on? What's happening in this podcast?
Trying to fill in the empty board.
We don't get to talk to people. Oh, shit.
Look at his face. He's got that, yeah, baby.
Yeah, I didn't pay for this Chinese takeout.
She sounds like she looks like she sounds like Fran Drescher.
She looks
hi.
She looks like she has no problem talking about the Mexicans.
Welcome to Sugar Mama website. I personally don't want any wall jumpers.
Why does that woman sound like Louis Anderson?
She looks.
I just like how disconnected the two photos
she
are.
She looks like her oldest son comes over to the house and
that's
you
her
have
oldest
to
son?
And you have to talk to him.
I want to see if that's a stock photo because I feel like
I am
it
a
is.
Man. I am seeking a woman cougar from the ages 30 to 70. Find me a match.
A 30 years? No, yeah. Bro. You got to sugar. They first may. Of all, sugar mamas are gonna be 50 and up.
They make you. They make you sign there. Like, I'm not making an account. Get out of here.
Don't make an account, Kermit. Not even as a joke.
I'm not that hardcore dedicated to this.
Well, let's see like what the guidelines are. Like, you know, they're like, fill in your income age,
that.
Surname, what's your mother's maiden name, the four numbers on the funny card. We're talking about that.
Oh, dude. Well, Kermit, we're going to put the wheels down on this podcast. This has been fun talking to you. And
wait, you guys going to hang up on me while I'm signing up for sugarmama.com?
No, you're not signing up. Are you signing
don't
up?
Stop
don't
stop him. Don't stop him.
What's it asking you for?
It's destiny.
It's asking me for
to have a sugar mama put some money on your plate.
Brianna made a jingle. Brianna made a jingle for Sugar Mama website. That's what we should do, Kermit. That's what we should do. We should do jingles.
Why was I lowered?
Oh, because you were talking over him.
Oh.
We should do jingles, Kermit. We should do jingles and just look at stuff there, and we can do jingles for anybody's business.
All right, let's do it.
Just find anybody. We can do jingles for podcasts.
Shoot, dude.
Jingles for comedy shows. If you like.
I messed up.
What happened?
They're sending a sugar mama to my location now.
No.
Oh, crap, dude. That's why they call cougars.
What's up, man?
And they're tracking me. Oh, my God. I got to hang up.
The cougar's going to start scratching on your door.
Oh, my God.
Let me in.
Give me that sweet young meat.
They're gonna do that Eric Andre thing.
Let me in.
All right, guy. I'm gonna put the wheels down to Lima Criteria. This episode, whatever number this is, I don't know. I don't keep track. But let's title it "Sugar Mama unemployment. Dude,
see you later, guys.
We'll talk soon. Be easy, buddy.
That took a while to hang up that call.
That
took a while.
I know. But we wish Kermit the best. And you can catch Kermit on his podcast, The Obligatory Podcast, with Kermit and Mike. Thank you guys for listening to the Lima Criteria. Really appreciate all the feedback. You can catch us on Anchor. You can catch us on Spotify. You can catch us on iTunes, on Stitcher. You can follow all the PFT Media brothers and sisters show. Big shout out to big homie Chris Crespo. Once this bad boy passes through, man, I'll swing by the studio in a hazmat suit. I don't know. I'm not going to fucking lie. I'm scared. I'm Pedro Lima.
I'm Brianna.
Be easy.
A PFT Media production.